I know inflammation is a hot topic right now, so we're going to talk about some proven ways that will help you keep it at bay. I'm Dr. Nada, and I'm the founder of the Integrative Health Program at Massachusetts General Hospital.
And the founder of Sage Tonic.
And this is Spartan Health.
Today, we're talking about chronic inflammation. Simply put, it's not good. But let's clarify a few things first. The kind of inflammation we're talking about today isn't just the bruising or swelling you might see after, let's say, a trip or a fall. I'm talking about the more chronic type that's internal and can be triggered by long-term stress, whether it's from bad habits like poor diet, too little sleep, lack of exercise, or psychological stress. Even infections and allergies and autoimmune disorders, which can trigger chronic diseases, can trigger the inflammatory cascade. Inflammation occurs naturally in the body, and it can be helpful when needed for an acute situation. It's your body's first line of defense. But if left unchecked, chronic inflammation can contribute to some major illnesses, such as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, depression, even Alzheimer's disease. So, what are some key steps you can take to decrease or prevent chronic inflammation? A number of lifestyle choices can help reduce inflammation. 1. Stop smoking. 2. Decrease your alcohol consumption. 3. Exercise. Our bodies are meant for movement, and this helps clear toxins. 4. Adequate sleep. You rob yourself of much-needed sleep, and it triggers inflammation because it puts stress on the body. 5. How about some natural remedies or treatments that can help? Some powerful anti-inflammatants are out there. Well, what are they? First up, turmeric. It's an Ayurvedic spice used to flavor a lot of delicious curries, but you can use this in a powdered form, on food, in drinks, as a tea, or in a supplement form. How about broccoli? I love food as medicine, so eat the real deal when you can, but it can also be consumed in a powder form, and it can be added to healthy smoothies or veggie drinks. Next one, green tea. I discussed green tea in another one of our podcasts, but because it's great and I'm a fan, I'm going to mention it again today. I drink a few cups every day. Again, I like to use the actual food or beverage, but they do make green tea supplements, and there's a particular compound in green tea called EGCG, and it has strong anti-inflammatory effects. Next one, quercetin. It's an antioxidant found in citrus, olive oil, and dark berries, like blueberries. Use the natural form in food whenever possible, but it does come in a capsule and supplement form as well. Now, you guys know why you don't want inflammation and some simple steps to prevent it. Keep inflammation at bay and your body primed and ready to take on whatever comes next.
Hey Spartans, it's Marian. Thanks for listening to our new show, Spartan Health with Dr. Nada. I hope you like it. She's here every Sunday with holistic health tips. She joins our Spartan Up podcast family now several days a week. On Tuesdays, we have our original show, Spartan Up. That's the show where Joe DeSena, Spartan Race founder and CEO, interviews exceptional people in all walks of life, and he's joined by the co-hosts, Sephra the Seed Huntress, Colonel Nye, and Johnny Waite. Wednesdays, Dr. L joins us with Spartan Mind, and every Thursday, Zach Evanesh is here with Spartan Way.